Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
The reality of dreams are a doorway to unlimited imagination. Open your mind to the possibilities around you. I'm Kevin Doyle, along with my co-host, who has just now joined us, Brian Ladd, and our very special guest, Justina Lasley. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You hanging in there, buddy?
Yeah, my watch must be off. I got 5:56. I guess I'm a little late. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. I have something I sent to you about a day or two ago. I put it on your MySpace, and I wanted to go ahead and read that real quick.
Sure.
And it has to do a little bit with Halloween, I guess you could say. It's something I created. I call it Too Scary For Ya. It's sometimes the most scariest thing for many to even think about, yet to think about this is to combat it in powerful ways. It is truly more frightening than any horror movie made because it is a fact of life, although a few movies have attempted to replicate certain events concerning it. Many MySpace users, for some reason, don't believe that it is a reality that they can ever face, except when the reality happens. And then they can gossip about it for a brief time, and because it has not happened to them, possibly yet. It is more real for its victims in many ways, and it would make many non-victims sick to their stomachs to feel and see those realities. This horrific reality happens to anyone of any age and at any time. When it does happen, it makes the majority of its victims powerless in many ways. If it ever happens to you or a loved one, you will most likely receive the same treatment from the majority of current society. No matter how much you scream or shout for help, and no matter what has happened to you in this way, it's not a disease, nor does it have anything to do with what color you are or how rich or poor you may be. It has taken and continues to take countless lives in countless ways. And when it happens, the majority of the time, it never lets anyone know how or why or when its victims were taken at any time. And it sometimes keeps those secrets forever. What I'm talking about is the reality of missing and abducted people, and this happens every day. And what we can do about it is be more aware of these people who are missing and abducted and talk about it more to everybody that you know, especially on MySpace. If you have a MySpace account, you can do a MySpace search for missing persons or abducted children, and check out those profiles, put in a friend's request, and once you become their friend, put them in your top 10 friends listing on your MySpace page. So that way, whenever somebody comes to visit your MySpace page, they'll be able to see these people and be more aware of what's going on in our reality. Okay, now that's over with. Hi, Justina. Welcome to Dream Talk.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Great. Now, we had a few minutes to talk earlier about what we were going to talk about on the program, and basically it's all about a good time and more about dream research and dreams themselves. As far as, I think I mentioned to you, if you interpret dreams, and you told me you don't interpret them, could you tell me exactly what you meant by that?
Yes. Well, when you mentioned interpreting, I don't use that word because I think that the person who dreams the dream is the only one who can come to the true meaning and real interpretation for them of the dream. So what I see myself doing is facilitating the process for others by asking questions, reflecting, helping the person understand their emotions and just symbols and learning the language of metaphor of the dream. Then I can help the dreamer come to an understanding. But as far as taking a dream out of context from the person, from a person, and not being able to talk to them, it's very difficult other than through a collective unconscious where it would be more universal symbols. But personal symbols are so important that whoever shares the dream with me would need to tell me what that particular symbol means to them personally from their life, from their experience.
Okay. Hey, Brian, are you there, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I am.
I just emailed you Justina's website. I don't know if you have it.
Okay, I'm checking right now.
Okay, and the website that you work on, Justina, is called the Institute for Dream Studies, and
yes.
That's at dreamswork.us.
That's right. It's dreams with the S and the middle, dreamswork.
Okay.
Not us.
I'm
and they do.
they
work
like
as long as we listen.
Dreamswork.us, correct?
Yes. Now, as far as the website is concerned, what exactly does the site provide the public, Justina?
Well, a lot of the website is focused, of course, on my work and the work of the Institute. I have an Institute for Dream Studies that trains people who want to work with dreams and lead individual and dream group work and further their own personal study in dreams. They come for a 2-year certification program, and that is in Charleston, South Carolina, and it's a series of intensives. So the program is explained on there of how this program works. And also, it gives a listing of individual workshops and different types of works that are available through the Institute, and a lot of links to other people's dream pages, suggestions for reading, links to my book, Honoring the Dream, which is a handbook for dream group leaders or any group leaders or a person who works with dreams or wants to understand their own dreams further. And also I have created a dream journal just because I kept seeing that people were having some difficulty when they were beginning to record their dreams of knowing just where to begin. So I created a basic dream journal that whether you've been recording dreams for your life or you just want today to begin recording dreams, you can use that as a guide to not only how to record and remember your dreams, but different ways of working on your dreams that are very simple.
Wow. I understand that you've earned a master's degree in transpersonal psychology with an emphasis in dreams at the University of West Georgia, and that you have a BA in both Applied Art and Education from Converse College.
Yes. Yes. And I think one thing interesting that sort of works back into the dream and the dream guiding us in our lives, that I would have never thought when I was in college majoring in art that at my age now I was going to be working with dreams, and that the study of images and art would be a foundation for that work.
Right.
But it's interesting to me how things like that do work, and the fact that the education, you know, I trained to be a teacher, never thinking that I was going to be a teacher of dreams. So again, the path was laid.
Definitely. A while back when we first started this program, I was talking to a guest, and I asked him, well, do you believe that your creativity and what you do in this reality, let's say I have a hobby, drawing pictures or creating boats or something, just little boats or something, and the more I do that, the more I bring out the other abilities inside of me. Do you believe that too?
Oh, I do, and it's interesting what we choose to draw. I find myself doodling right now while we're talking, and even my double spiral.
Can I ask you a question? What did you just draw? I just drew something.
Oh, I was drawing. I drew single spirals, and then I started drawing my double spiral, and then when you started talking about boats, I drew a boat.
I wish we could speak. I just drew something really similar. I just wanted to see. I'm like a little circle's getting bigger and bigger, so I've been drawing here. And I'm trying
I did too. That's what mine kept getting bigger.
What a coincidence.
I started out.
No, seriously, I've got two of them right here, and I started in the middle, and I'm just in here drawing because I was accessing your site, and I was waiting for your dream journal to load. And something happened to my computer, so I'm just sitting there.
No, mine are increasing in size across the page.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
but
I can't get on the site. My whole PC just locked up. So.
That's okay, Brian.
It looked very nice from what I've seen so far.
Well, what I was going to say is the symbol, my logo is a double spiral. And that came about by just doodling for several years when I was doing inner work. I was drawing spirals. But just all the time I kept drawing spirals. And one day, I took the spiral, and I noticed after several, pages of looking back that I had this an inner spiral and then it going out. And it was very just chilling to me when I was looking through a symbol book a couple of years later that I'd already chosen it as my logo, but I didn't know what it meant. And it is an ancient symbol that you'll see in Greece and Rome. And it's a symbol of going inward and then moving that inner work outward into the world. And it was just at the time that I started moving that spiral in the other direction that I was beginning to do my dream work with other people. I thought that was amazing.
Wow. Brian, is
that... was weird when you said that, because I was sitting here... I guess basically doing the same thing. Yeah, I've got to restart my computer, but that was pretty neat. I'm sorry, Kevin, what were you saying?
I was just looking over Justina's website here. It's got a ton of information on it, especially on the About Me page. I was going to say that you yourself have drew symbols and in which... I guess the dream told you to, you could give it to other people and they could print it out on their printer and they would fold it three or four times and put it underneath their pillow or in their pocket. And some of those dreams I noticed they had different symbols on them that you would draw on them. And
actually, the dream didn't say print it out on your printer, but they had a lot of different symbols. And one of them was kind of like what we were just talking about.
Now, what I'm getting at, I guess, Justina, is that some symbols put out some kind of energy, depending on what the symbol is, I guess. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yes. And we can see that through through any ancient civilization, looking through their art and their symbols, and when you visit the temples and ruins and start looking at the carvings on the stone, it's just amazing, because these symbols have been in part of our humanity and throughout the world in different cultures repeated. And the question, you know, why are we in the United States doodling the same symbol that someone in ancient Greece was drawing on the stone? And it's because it is an energy, and there is something unknown that is part of us when we're born. And Jung calls that the collective unconscious, the part of us that we aren't aware of in words, and it's not knowledge that we've gained from things we've read. It's more of a felt energy, and these things are very powerful. And I really love studying myth and symbol and reading things, you know, by Joseph Campbell and people who have devoted their life to symbol and metaphor and myth, and just seeing the similarities of our daily life in this modern world without asking to print out, like Brian was talking about. I actually didn't say print out the thing, but the truth is it was said in ancient cultures in another way, but it's the same action that we're asking and desiring. So I'm very involved in that, and in my work with dreams, energy and emotions is a foundation of my work, and that's something that has evolved in working with people, seeing through my work how powerful the emotions and energy aspect is in our life, and in making changes and in understanding who we are and where we're going in this life.
Definitely. The book I believe you wrote, In My Dreams?
Yes, that's the Dream Journal. Yes.
A Dream Journal.
It has, like, places where you can put your nightly dreams and stuff like that?
Yes. Okay. And it guides you through that, as I was saying. I believe, you know, that you put the date and the time, and you write a little bit about the former day's occurrences, because my belief is that the dream is a problem solver in many ways, in many aspects and benefits of the dream, but one of them is problem solving. And, of course, we're in our night sleep, we are going to be focused somewhat on what happened the day before. And so, you know, I think it's great in recording the dream to note that, so when we look back at the dream, we can remember what we were dealing with the day before. And then, again, paying attention to emotions. What was I feeling when I woke up? What was I feeling in the dream? And really focusing on that. And if you don't have any dream recall in the morning, what was I thinking about when I woke up? Because for some reason, out of all the things that we could think about, we are thinking about one thing generally when we first wake up. And I would, I see more and more in my work that thought is connected to what we were dreaming about.
I'm looking at a close-up of the dream entry page, and it's very interesting how you had this set up. You have an area where you put the date, place, briefly my previous day's occurrences, where I could see how that could definitely tie into a dream. The dream title, main emotions, upon awakening I felt, and then you describe that. Upon awakening I was thinking about, and then you describe that. And then you have the dream, which you can put a large couple paragraphs there. And then you have an area where you can draw a picture from the dream. And I think that's a great idea. That's a fantastic way to document your dreams.
I really think...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, you were talking about drawing, and I think the drawing is important, and that goes ties back to the symbol, because often we will have a dream image, and until someone draws it, they don't realize the symbolic nature of that object. You know, they may think of it as a boat, but when they draw a boat, I'm always amazed. It doesn't look like a boat at all to me. And I'm like, wow, that looks more like something else. And when the person looks at it from that perspective, they go, gosh, it's not a boat. I was thinking it was a boat, but actually, you know, it's my computer floating in the water or something. But that does happen, because we're going to use that. We're so creative in the dream. So.
Definitely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, no, no. I was just describing the book here. It's a wonderful idea. Can we get this book it says order the journal here. Okay.
You can order it off the website is the easiest thing. There's some bookstores, but the easiest thing is to just order it right off the website. And if you turn, well, I guess you can't turn because you don't have it in your hands, but I have some simple exercises that I've created, because that's what, when people come to workshops and things and are, you know, just getting a glimpse, you know, for a day at dreams, their first experience, they want to know, now what can I do at home to access more meaning to the dream? And so I put some simple exercises that I do realize people have another life other than just tending their dreams. But so I put some quick things that you could do in the morning, simple ways to find meaning in your dreams. And then there's also a list of increasing dream recall and recording dreams, and then a bibliography. Or I think books. It's really hard to find good books on dreams. That often our bookstores, they don't have someone who really knows about dreams buying the books, and so a lot of times the books on the typical bookstore shelves are not the best books on dreams. I would really like to encourage people to go to another website too. There's the the International Association for the Study of Dreams.
Yes.
It's a wonderful organization that I've been part of for years, and it has really provided so much knowledge and understanding for me and support in the world of dreams. And to go to this website, you go to IA Association, S for the study of, and then the word dreams. So it's IASdreams.org. And that is a huge website. It has commonly asked questions. It has bulletin boards. It has chat rooms. We just had a cyber conference that was wonderful on all aspects of dreaming, and this was an online conference. And this summer we have a conference in Montreal for a week, and if anyone listening is interested in pursuing the dream, I really urge you to look on that website and get some information. You can also get to my website, and it will lead you to that, the International Association for the Study of Dreams website.
Okay.
It's a great resource for us.
I found that when I have a dream here lately, it's due to something that's going on now in my life, and has a lot of powerful emotions connected to it, and here lately that's just the way it's been going for me. Whereas last year, you know, I would just have dreams about anything and everything. I don't know if it's because I'm more mature, more experienced with looking more deeply into my dreams, but
or more open to the emotion, maybe, because that is one thing the dreams will do, is teach us about our emotions. I think that we don't understand how important our emotions are in the decisions we make. we may not even be aware of the emotion we're feeling, and we're making a decision based on that emotion. And the dream is a wonderful teacher in that. And when you talk about, you know, feeling more emotion in the dreams that I have more of that strong emotion when I wake up or I wake up in the night, I consider more important. I always put stars by those dreams. The affect is stronger. And I think the stronger the affect, probably the more important it is for us to really look at that dream and find its meaning for our lives.
Definitely, definitely. I thought I heard somebody leave or come in. Brian, are you there? Brian?
I think he left.
I guess he might have left. That's okay.
Or he fell asleep and is dreaming.
Well, he has a lot of dreams, and he does his best to do his own interpretations of them based on the emotions and what he sees in his dreams. I was going to ask him if he wanted to discuss some of his dreams, but if his computer wasn't up, normally we don't do that because he doesn't remember all of his dreams. He has over 10,000 pages of information on his website, so obviously he cannot remember all the dreams that he's had when somebody wants to talk about any of them.
Right, and I think that's true for all of us, and I think not to just dismiss the dreams and think, oh, I just don't remember. I think it's great to get to a place where we are aware. For some people, just being aware that we had a dream is important, and then we can proceed to start actually remembering more of the dream, a word or two, and never to dismiss that as important, and actually write that down, whatever you remember, and then as you work with your dreams more, like Brian has, more and more of the dream will become available for us in more detail. And you were talking about he works on his own, you know, with his dreams a lot, and I'm sure he shares them with other people too to get input, because it is so hard to do our own work. It's like what we can see in society is so easy to see what someone else is doing wrong or better way that they might handle a situation, and so hard to see our own, and dreams are like that. It's much easier to talk to someone, hear their dream, and find new meaning than it is in our own dreams to see that clearly.
Definitely. I do have a question. Are you able to get on your computer right now?
I can. Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian emailed me the picture that he was talking to you about earlier.
Oh, okay.
And I'm fixing to send it to you right now.
Okay.
And I just sent it from my email, which is Dream Talk Radio.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will let you know when it comes in.
But it's an interesting looking picture. It looks like two eyeballs that have been up for the last three nights, and they're looking off to the left, I guess you could say. But they're definitely spirals.
Well, I'll look for it. I'll tell you when it hadn't come in yet, but I'll tell you when it does.
I was also reading while you were talking there. I can sometimes I can listen and read at the same time. But
that's pretty good.
Your the journal that you also have it includes hints for increasing dream recall and recording your dreams, finding meaning in your dreams, and identifying emotions. And it also has suggested reading and an index to catalog your dreams. So that's a lot more than I thought you had in there until I read that.
And I have the vocabulary of emotions. I think it's a lot of times for us when we start paying attention to emotions, we use words like confused or embarrassed, and we don't know exactly what we feel because that doesn't really identify the emotion. And so I work from the viewpoint that there are four basic emotions, and of course different people who work with emotions have different things, different beliefs, but I just went back to, like, as a child, what did babies feel? And I think it's glad, sad, mad, and afraid. Generally, you can categorize the way they're feeling, and children are a lot clearer about that and how they're feeling than we are as adults, because we have learned to camouflage and not show the anger or not show the sadness or the fear in our lives. So this has vocabulary under each of these main headings that helps us. Like when we're uncertain, what are we really feeling if we're uncertain about something? And if I know that I'm afraid as opposed to just uncertain, it's a lot easier to say to myself, now, what am I afraid of? What can I do with that fear? And really come to some kind of resolution instead of just staying in the uncertainty, in the same way staying in the confusion of the dream. And the index, too, you mentioned the index, Kevin.
Yes.
I think it's great to have an index, because you can, in the index, I just encourage you to put the title and the emotions. And then you've got a listing. And you can start just working with your titles and seeing what words keep coming up in the titles. What are the, you know, title themes of my dreams? And then what emotions are the predominant emotions in a series of dreams?
Definitely. Excuse me. There's a lot of things that involve emotions that I've tried to deal with using different learning and using different abilities, like dowsing. There's a lot. You really have to have a switch in your head that you can shut off for your emotions while you're dowsing. And if you let your emotions get involved, your dowsing can give you the wrong answers and lead you in the wrong direction. Another thing that I've learned that you really had to control your emotions was through something called remote viewing that I bought a course on years ago. I'm not going to say through who, but it was real interesting. And they used different emotions to describe things while you're remote viewing. So emotions are powerful things. I mean, they can be used for good, bad, and they can be used for different things, such as dowsing and remote influencing and remote viewing. So
yeah, and I think you know, my belief is that all emotions are good, because I think they're part of our nature, our human nature. And to me, the only way that express, you know, emotions contain negative energy is if they're expressed inappropriately. But even a mad expressed appropriately without harm to an individual is not harmful. It's just in the expression of that without thought that it can become harmful and negative energy. But I think something like even glad can be negative energy if it's expressed in an inappropriate way. If you're glad because someone got hurt because you were, you know, angry or jealous or whatever of them, then glad becomes negative energy. Just the way we put it out into the world. And I think there's a lot more of that energy in the world than we ever understand going between us. And, you know, not just between two people in a room, but two people across the world from each other.
Definitely, definitely. As far as the world is concerned, I believe we could definitely do a lot better than what we're doing. But no matter what we do, no matter how we feel, everything, I believe, has to do with learning about life and experience. But not only that, we're all connected in big ways. And
yes. And I cannot, Kevin, I just got your email.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to see if I can scan you my picture. You are not going to believe it. It's so similar.
Okay.
My styles are very much, I have more of them, but it's very much the same thing. So
really?
If I don't get it to you. Mm-hmm.
That's
get
amazing.
It to you now. I will, you know, I don't want to take my focus away from talking to you, but I will definitely send it to you. But it's more alike than you can believe for two images, with Brian and me never having met, and not, you know, and I don't even know where you are. So I'm in South Carolina, but
Brian is in West Virginia, and I'm in Central Florida.
Wow, it's just amazing. So I may have to send it to you after we finish talking. And then maybe he could put it on his website if people wanted to see how similar these two images are, that we had no idea we were doing at the same time.
That's amazing. You've already got your picture, so what we'll do is I'll see if Brian can put those in the show notes and compare
okay.
them so people can see them. And
okay.
I'll send them to our producer, Kevin Dolphin, and he'll put them on our show page here at Global Talk Radio.
That's great. I'm glad you sent me that. Thank you.
We've had another coincidence, I guess. I don't believe in coincidences, but I call them that. Me and Brian, a few weeks ago, I think we had the same dream, and I've never really had a dream where I would talk to somebody else who's basically had the same dream that I had,
mm-hmm.
where we were both in it, and we were both communicating in primitive ways, I guess you could say, but not really talking to each other. But I guess Brian did say something to me. He said something about me having a camera, and I was moving along, and in my dream, I remember Brian telling me to run after somebody, but it's just amazing how that happens.
Yeah, and people do, and we do some of that mutual dreaming, you know, in the cyber conference that I was talking about, that was for 2 weeks, and it just ended last Sunday, I believe, does some exercises in mutual dreaming. And they're dealing with international groups of, you know, that are participating in this conference, and it's amazing what dreams do come up in similar fashion. And
right.
especially people that know each other and that share a life together, there's often a similarity in dreams. And we found in a long-term dream group that I had, it was just amazing when we would meet weekly, how sometimes the dream thing was just obviously there for the whole group, something that we were dealing with.
Definitely. As far as dreams, do you believe that people can have a dream about something and that it comes true?
Well, yeah, it often does. I mean, and precognitive dreaming is something that's, again, centuries old and recorded of events playing out in a dream before they actually happen. And I think that ties back to energy in the world, again, as far as our taking up some energy that before it becomes conscious information. There's several ways I believe that can happen. One thing is the dream may set the stage for the event happening, and then we become more attuned to that kind of thing, and we're more aware, and therefore we prepare the way for an event to happen, you know, by choices we make in the next few days and move toward that. And another is something that's hard to understand is that precognitive energy and knowledge that happens in the world.
Definitely. I was just chatting with Brian while I was listening to you. He said something to me about Kevin need to unlock the call. I don't understand what he meant by that, but that's okay. I'm just going over your site here. The learning opportunities that you have on here, Institute for Dream Studies, Dream Work Certification, What exactly does that certification do, or how do you get it?
Well, that is what I was talking about earlier on with the Institute. It's a two-year certification program people are involved in. I have a small group of people that commit to 2 years of study with intensives here in Charleston, South Carolina area, where they come and spend a three-day weekend four times a year, and then at home online studies between those times. And experiential and didactic learning is part of that program. So, and it tells more about that on the website.
Okay. You have a very nice website. You really do.
Thank you. I have a very good web mistress. Oh, Liz Diaz is wonderful, and she does a great job with the website. So, yeah, I can't take full credit for that.
Now, do you currently work with any other dream researchers or anybody who books authors of books or anything like that currently?
Oh, well, I definitely am colleague with many people in the dream field, and some of the advisors for my institute are Danny Krupner, who's very involved in the world of dreams and psychology, and Kelly Bulkley and Art Funkhauser in Switzerland, and Lee Irwin here in Charleston, who offers a wealth of information on dreams. Has just published a great book, Alchemy of Soul, which I find very interesting and filled with information. But Kelly Bulkley has written numerous books, and Stanley Krupner too. So, and those are listed. I think they're listed on my website. I'm pretty sure they are. If they're not, it has a link to them on the ISAD site.
Okay.
And if they're not there, I should put them there, and I'm making myself a note to do that. So I'll make sure there's some suggested readings. If they're not there today, they'll be there tomorrow or the next day.
I just found a spiral that you have on your website here. Is that the spirals that you were talking
about? That's the logo that
the
I was
logo?
Talking about.
That's really nice. Now, I like to... For a while there, I was creating Orgon energy devices. I still have the materials to create them. I have to buy some crystals to make some more. But basically, I just make them out of fiberglass resin. I don't know if you've ever heard of Orgon energy devices.
Yeah.
But they were created by a fellow named Wilhelm Reich out of Austria or Germany, I believe. Back in the 1930s and 40s, and he was actually a colleague of Dr. Sigmund Freud, and he moved on from that group and found that, from what I can understand of him, is that the emotional energies inside of us are very powerful, but the Orgon energy device that he created have been really evolved by people like Don Croft, where I learned how to create the Orgon energy devices. And basically, you just make them out of fiberglass resin, and you can put spirals of copper wire into them. And you put double terminated crystals in them. And I like to go to the aluminum shop here in town and collect all the aluminum shavings that they don't want with my vacuum cleaner, and then I put that into the into the resin. But the results that I have gotten from it, and from the people that I've that have received it from me, has been pretty good, pretty well received. My cousin Sandra down in Fort Myers received a pyramid from me because of a gentleman who she used to be attached to. He had, I guess, some bad energies which kind of stayed in her apartment once he moved out. and they were terrifying my cousin's children. So I sent her a pyramid, and so far she's had a lot of relief because of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it all comes down to it, no matter what you create, whether it's a weapon or it's an Orgon energy device, it's the thought energy to create that kind of stuff, anything, that is what creates your reality. And it's amazing, you know, the kind of things that we've created in history based on our thoughts and beliefs alone.
Right. How that just goes back to that energy and how important understanding and being aware of the energy, how it can affect.
That's the biggest thing, I think, being aware of energies and stuff like that.
I think
that.
That's what dreams are so beneficial in our lives. One of the things is that awareness, increased awareness. It seems to me that when people start being aware of their dreams and attaching the importance to their dreams, that awareness moves out in other ways the world, that we start noticing things and aware of ourselves, aware of others, aware of the interactions, aware of just people and events. And then as we put out the positive energy in that awareness, then it makes changes. It really changes the world. I think we don't understand how much power we have in sending positive energy into the world. And negative, I was reading something recently that made so much sense to me of the amount of negative energy that's put out by negating something that's happening, and that becomes negative as opposed to supporting something positive and sending that positive energy into the world. It's an interesting field of study.
Definitely. Definitely. The aspect of what our dreams are and what they could be, I guess it all depends on how much we believe in them. And like anything else, beliefs are more powerful than anything.
Yeah.
I think in this society that if we could take away the iPods and the 24-hour news channel and maybe some TV programs, I think we would have a lot more time to look at ourselves and see where we're going in life rather than just go with the flow. But in another sense, all the things that are going on in the world are needed for learning experiences, but they always have the possibility to be reformed into better things for all involved, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and to see those as challenges and learning experiences, like you said. And we talked a little bit earlier about that, you know, personally.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christine. I just noticed the time. I guess we're going to have to end
the
program. But I'd like to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you. Thank
and
you, Kevin.
Yeah, definitely. And I hope you had a good time. And
Brian,
I hope
you
everything's
okay. You don't
know what
happened to Brian.
I think he's okay, but okay.
That's good. Well, I just... appreciate being invited and wish you the best.
Definitely. Thanks for coming on, and I hope a lot of people visit your website.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Kevin Doyle along with Justina Lasley, and this is Dream Talk.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of GlobalTalkRadio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.